Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry that emphasizes God's unconditional love and grace. And now, here's Andrew.
Welcome to our Monday's broadcast of the Gospel Truth. Today I'm beginning my third week of teaching on how to fulfill your destiny. And I tell you, I am very, very excited about this series. I know that God is stirring people up. You cannot fulfill God's purpose and plan for your life accidentally. It has to be done on purpose. And most of us just get so occupied with living, we get diverted with other things. And really, the vast majority of people that I minister to do not have a certainty in their heart that they're doing what God called them to do. And you can't fulfill God's will accidentally. You don't stumble into it. It has to be done on purpose. And so I think that by directing our attention to this and dealing with it, it's really, really going to help a lot of people. Now, the last few days, I'm into our second teaching in this four-part teaching entitled How to Fulfill Your Destiny. And the second teaching is taken from Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. And Romans 12, 1 says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And I've been focusing on you have to present your body as a living sacrifice. And then in the latter part of the second verse of Romans 12, it says you do these things, you will prove, make manifest to the physical senses what is the good and the acceptable and the perfect will of God. Before you get to proving, showing what the perfect will of God is, you've got to become a living sacrifice. And the very reason that a lot of people don't find God's perfect will for their life is because they aren't a living sacrifice. It's that simple. And it's like this is an obstacle that you can't go around it. You can't get there some other way. Now, you could go ahead and become a success in the world's opinion. You can make lots of money and have a house and go through five divorces and, you know, all the things that a lot of people do. But that's not God's plan for your life. You could maybe prosper in the eyes of the world, but for you to really find God's purpose, you can't get there without going through becoming a living sacrifice. And I tell you, this is the very reason that so many people haven't experienced God's destiny, is because this is intimidating to a lot of people. It's fearful to people about what happens if I turn my life over to God. He's going to do something terrible with me. You know, I'm going to continue to teach on this, but here's what I'd like to do today. I have this new Destiny Stories DVD. We call it Volume 1 because there's going to be others. But these are taking the stories of some people who came to our Bible college and got their life just transformed. And now they are making a significant contribution. I mean, they are making a difference with their life. And I've already played two of these stories. What I want to do today is to take the story of Carrie Nordquist, was her name when she came to us. She came to us, I think she was about 18 years old, right out of high school. And she came to us in our Bible college, went through 2 years of our Bible college. And by the time she was 20, she was on the mission field in Russia. And this was back before things were as good as they are in Russia right now. I mean, when she went over there, it was a lot of hardship. The first place she went was up above the Arctic Circle. And I mean, a major culture shock, climate shock, everything. Plus, as you'll see on this DVD, Carrie's a very pretty lady. And here was this young girl of 20 leaving the United States, leaving her friends, and going to Russia. And you know what? You could have, in the natural, thought, what is ever going to happen to me? How am I going to find a husband in Russia? And how could she do all of this? And as this story unfolds, I'll let them tell the whole thing. But Carrie found God's perfect mate for her, an American, that was over in Russia. And you know what? If she hadn't have been obedient to what God told her to do, and you'll hear in her story that this was a concern of hers about getting married. And finally, just exactly the way that I'm ministering out of Romans 12, 1, she came to a place where she felt God said, Carrie, are you willing to never get married if that's my will for you? You know what that is? That's saying, are you willing to be a living sacrifice? Are you willing to give up everything? And Carrie finally got to a place where she was willing to be single if that's what it took. And so she made that commitment and honestly thought that she wasn't going to be married, that she would just be on the missions field. And then about that time is when God sent Mike Pickett across her path. They've gotten married. They're a wonderful couple. And I tell you, they are doing a tremendous work in Russia. Last October, I was privileged to go over and to be a part of what they're doing and to see their Bible college students. And I was very impressed. I mean, I was more than just impressed. It was encouraging because, of course, most of these people didn't speak English, so they didn't see my DVDs. What they did was hear the message that God has given me on grace and faith, and they heard it through Mike and Carrie Pickett. And so they were preaching the same message, but it wasn't me. It was the message that changed them. And when I got there and I ministered, I could tell by their questions and by the interaction I had with them that they've gotten this message. They now understand the unconditional love of God. And I mean, they're passionate about it. And these people, most of the people that they're ministering to are in the university. And I think they have like 12 or 17 nations, something like that, represented among their 40-something students that they have. And these students are professionals, lawyers, doctors. Some of them are, one of them is convinced he's going to be the president of his nation someday when he goes back. They're training these people. And then when they go back, they are taking this gospel, the nearly too good to be true gospel of the grace of God back to their nation. And I tell you, I am impressed. It is awesome to see what God is doing. And you know, it all started with these exact things I've been teaching about being a living sacrifice. So I'd like you to watch this DVD of Mike and Carrie Pickett, and then I'm going to come back at the end of the program and conclude it. And I'd really like to encourage you to please get this DVD that not only has their testimony, but the testimonies of three other people who have experienced the same type of thing.
God and I got so close in Russia. I mean, he was my husband. He was my best friend because I was by myself. Other people on the team had families or were married, and I would go home, and I had such a great relationship with God. It's so transforming. I remember I used to carry around my Bible. I didn't understand it, but I'd carry it around with me because I knew that one day I would be able to teach this. Whenever Andrew came to our home church, it was just simple teaching. Even as a 10, 11, 12-year-old, for years until I came to Bible school, he came to our home church. And so I remember being really impacted by that because I understood it. And I realized, if I can understand it, then maybe one day I can learn how to share this with other people. Andrew came one year and said that he had a school. And I remember Lawson, my pastor, said, you need to go there. And I thought, well, yeah, maybe. But I thought about a lot of different schools. I thought about especially, you know, mission schools. I had big missions programs and things like that. And I thought, well, I'll check it out. So when I came up here, I remember sitting in on one class that Andrew taught. And then I sat in on a second class that another teacher taught. And I took so many pages of notes and got so much revelation and felt so much peace and excitement about the Word. At that moment, I said, this is where I'm going to school. I didn't find out anything else of how long it was, how much it was, anything like that. I just knew this is the place for me because more than a missions program and, you know, all this practical training and some of these other programs, I knew that the Word is what I needed. The first year was fantastic, just got really grounded in the Word. The director at that time was going to go back to Russia, and he had been a missionary in Russia years before that, and so he was making a trip back in, and I just got excited. I thought, well, that would be great. So I got to go actually my first year. God did some amazing things. We saw salvations, we saw healings. I mean, I got to teach and preach, and God just opened up my heart, and I love the Russian people. I mean, we just clicked. When I came back, it was a real time of prayer, just discovering, you know, Lord, where have you called me to? Because I felt I was called to the nations, because Africa was on my heart, and India was on my heart, and China was on my heart. But God said, no, Russia's the place for you. So I finished up my second year, did a little bit of my apprenticeship program, you know, raised my support, gathered partners, and left when I was 21. My first trip, I'd been there 7 months, and the Lord had asked me, how long will you give Russia? And I remember thinking, I want to go to the other nations, Lord. I mean, really, the nations are on my heart. I don't want to be stuck in Russia my whole life. But he said, how long will you give Russia? And it was just clear as my heart, this conversation with the Lord. And I said, Lord, if you want me to stay in Russia for the rest of my life, I'll live in Russia. And at that moment, he gave me a photographic memory to learn Russian and to be able to pick up the language and be able to communicate with people. And it was like the next day, full sentences. And students were like, when did you learn Russian? And I mean, I still sounded like a kid. Maybe my grammar wasn't the best. My grammar's still not the best. But I mean, as far as getting my point across and what I wanted to say and not being embarrassed about it anymore, just started coming out and students were like, oh my goodness. And you know, God and I got so close in Russia. I mean, he was my husband. He was my best friend because I was by myself. Other people on the team had families or were married, and I would go home and I had such a great relationship with God. It so transformed me because I wasn't looking for someone to fill me. Now, on the other side, very honestly, there was a part of me that still, as a Christian, I was still looking. So in 2004, God really spoke to me very clearly. And he said, I want you to give up marriage as if you will never get married. And then if I give you someone, you will know it's from me. And I remember my very first response was, ta-da-da-da-da, you know, because, you know, I was thinking, give up marriage. Because when God says give up something, he doesn't mean pretend like, okay, God, I gave it up, but still have it in my heart. He said, give it up as if you never would. And so I did. I gave up marriage and I thought, all right, that's it. I'm not going to get married. The rest of my life on the mission field doing ministry will be single. And something changed in me.
She knew the word. It's one thing I saw about her immediately. She really had a good understanding of the word of God. In 2003, I got a newsletter from some people who were still over in Russia who I had known back in the mid-90s. And so I thought, you know, I might as well get back in touch with them. It has been a while since I've heard from anybody in Russia. They had invited me, why don't you come back over and see different people who we knew and see how they're doing. And so I thought, oh, sure, why not?
They told me one day, yeah, this guy's coming over. And they were telling me all about this guy. Oh, he's so godly, and he's good-looking, and da-da-da. And I remember thinking, this guy sounds dangerous.
When I landed in St. Pete, Carrie was the first person, actually, who I met. She was at the airport waiting for our friends, who were mutual friends, turned out to be, who were coming back. And I had gotten the chance to meet her at that time, and immediately she made an impression upon me.
And we became friends just right off the bat. Great friends. But it was neat because I had no agenda. I wasn't thinking, well, maybe this guy's the one. And all of those games that still as Christians you can play. And I just like, this is a friend. So I would just, we were just in each other's face. So what did God show you today?
She knew the word. That's one thing I saw about her immediately. She really had a good understanding of the word of God. And then I got a chance actually to visit the Bible school, and I saw that she was a very good teacher of the Word of God, and I was just very impressed by that. And, of course, she was a very attractive young lady.
Then he went back to America, and that was it, I thought.
So when I got back to the States, we kept in contact through email and through letter writing and through phone calls, and both of us were getting closer and closer.
What began to happen is I started to notice, I'm starting to like this guy. And so I asked God, I went back to that initial thing that God told me. I said, God, you said, give up marriage as if I never would get married. I said, but you also said, if you gave me someone, I would know it's from you. So, Lord, I will ask you to help me with this because this is the kind of person that I would want. So, but if you don't want him, then that's okay. Then I don't want him.
So we decided that, okay, from this point on, we're not going to speak to each other. We're not going to write. We're not going to be in contact until we hear from God.
And so we stopped talking for 5.5 months. We didn't communicate. We didn't talk. We didn't email. He was in America. I was in Russia. And we just said, Lord, if this is you, show us. But during that time, God said, yeah, this is the one I have for you. And I was like, woohoo! You know, I was so excited. But again, I didn't know if he had heard from God or how we were gonna go that next step. And God showed us each step how to do it. We started a courtship long distance. And then he came over and stayed with those missionaries that I had first met him through. Stayed with them for 3 months, and we had, and basically on the field, in the midst of ministry, in the midst of preaching and teaching courtship, just to get to know each other and you know, we knew it was God's will, so we could pursue, you know, finding out, okay, what is the next step? You know, what has God called us to? What are your gifts? What are my giftings? What are our callings? You know, ministering together, preaching together. It was awesome.
After our time here was in St. Petersburg was over, we flew back to Colorado.
He met my family and asked for my hand in marriage. And praise God, Mom and Dad said yes. Then we got engaged, and then he stayed in America, and I went back to Russia. And then we had 6 months of a long-distance engagement. Then I came back to America in 2006, and we saw each other a week before we got married.
In a matter of 1 month, I had two huge life-changing things happen to me. And first one was marrying the love of my life. And the second one was hearing Andrew Womack minister on grace. And in less than a week, having my whole life turned upside down and changed. It was amazing.
We really make it too hard. You got to fast. You got to pray. You got to do this. You got to grab hold of God. You got to get into intercession. You got to do this and this and this. Well, you know what? If you're carnal, I think you probably do need to do all of those things. But if you would just put first the kingdom of God, make yourself a living sacrifice, love God and dwell in His presence. When you're delighting yourself in Him, He puts His desires in your heart.
It's not about Carrie in doing things or about me doing things or about us competing to get things to see what our gifts and callings is about, how we complement each other and how we minister to the world.
So now we minister together, we preach together as a team.
Who cares what face is put on it as long as Jesus is being glorified?
It's changed our project even, just because His gifts and His callings, and together we've taken the Bible school to another level, the church to another level. The way we mentor, I mean, we've been able to do premarital counseling and our purity conferences and even marriage groups, stuff that God's put on our hearts that has gone to a whole other level because we have that basis of a testimony of God has a call for your life, God has a timing for that calling, and if He has a person for you, He'll bring it at the right time, and then if you keep following Him, there's going to be so much more ahead that you couldn't even imagine.
So I hope that testimony really encouraged you. And, you know, again, it just illustrates some of the points that I've been making out of Romans chapter 12, where he says, I beseech you by the mercies of God. Some people could have looked at Carrie's life and have said, here's this young girl giving up everything, giving up her friends, her future. She's got all of this potential. She's going to another country where it's cold. She doesn't know the language. There was a lot of hardships. You know, they weren't able to portray everything, but when I was in Russia in October of 2008, the standard of living, especially in St. Petersburg, has come way up. Putin, the guy that's, you know, kind of in charge of Russia at the moment, I think that's correct. You can tell I'm a great political type of guy. But anyway, Putin was from St. Petersburg, and because of that, he poured a lot of money into St. Petersburg, and it's a very nice area, and it's very, very prosperous compared to the rest of Russia. And so now, when I was over there, it's much better than it used to be. And yet, I guarantee you, it's just a huge culture shock compared to what it was when Carrie was first over there. This girl gave up everything, basically, and as you saw, was even willing to go without a husband. She just was going to make Jesus her husband, and she was going to follow Him. Now, that's being a living sacrifice. And yet, God doesn't call you to make sacrifice so that He can take from you. God is a good God, and I guarantee you, God's plans for your life are better than your plans for your life. And when she got there, as soon as she was willing to, God, I'll do whatever. I'll go without getting married if that's your will. Man, as soon as she made that decision, here comes Mike into her life. And Mike is just a wonderful guy. I've got to know him through Carrie, but I've really gotten to where I appreciate Mike too. And as Mike shared, Mike had never heard this message that I was preaching about the grace of God in his spirit, soul, and body. And at first, he was a little put off by it. But boy, it has become his revelation. And he's passionate about it. And they teach this. And anyway, it's just exciting to me to see the way that God brings all of these different things. What are the odds of a girl from Kit Carson, Colorado, which I don't know if any of you have ever been to Kit Carson, but you blink and you miss the whole place. I mean, there's not much to it. She was working in a service station that her parents owned and operated. And I mean, she left there and went to Karis Bible College, then to Russia. And here comes Mike Pickett. I think he was from the Pennsylvania area, and he was over there, and they met in Russia. How do you take two people from thousands of miles apart in the U.S. and have them meet up over in Russia, the perfect mate, the perfect coupling together? I tell you, you don't lose by serving God. You win. You always win. And I know that there are some of you that you have just evaluated things from a carnal standpoint. You've been afraid to just totally commit everything to God because you're afraid that you'll lose out and that you might miss out on your favorite house or the where you've always grown up, and you're afraid and you've got this fear-based mentality. I'm telling you, whatever you have to compromise to keep, you're going to lose. You just need to get to a place where you know that God's a good God. And by yielding yourself 100% to Him, you aren't going to lose, you're going to win. And not only will you win, but other people will win of God flowing through you. And I am now seeing Mike and Carrie Pickett making a huge impact on where they are. You know, another thing that has come out of this is that when I was over there, we got to talking to TBN Russia. We are now actively trying to go on TBN Russia, which will reach 11 time zones in Russia. And they will be dubbing my teaching, these exact programs, over into the Russian language. I'll have a Russian voiceover. And in order to accommodate that, Mike and Carrie are branching out and opening up an office for us in Russia. And all of these things are happening. 140 million households we're going to reach in the Russian language. We've already got these books translated into Russia. All of this is happening because of one young lady who made herself a living sacrifice and was willing to do whatever, and millions of people are being impacted. You know what? I encourage you that you need to let God use you. There is no telling what potential you have on the inside of you. The only way you're ever going to find out is to become a living sacrifice and to put it all on the altar and make yourself available and say, God, I'll do anything. I'll go anywhere. What is it that you want me to do? And I tell you, if you'll do that, it's going to change your life and it'll change the life of other people. And someday, you know, we call this our Destiny Stories Volume 1. Someday you could be in our Destiny Stories Volume 10 or whatever it is. But I tell you, God has a wonderful plan for your life. If you just aren't absolutely thrilled with your life, then I don't believe you found God's destiny. I encourage you to please respond to this. Get these materials. Let someone pray with you and make yourself a living sacrifice. You know, we're out of time, but if you'll listen, our announcer is going to give you some information about how you can get this exact DVD that you watched today, as well as my teaching on CD form on how to fulfill your destiny.
We're happy to announce that Destiny Stories Volume 1 is now available. Contained on one powerful DVD are the stories of real people who dared to believe that God had an exciting destiny for their lives. You'll be inspired and transformed as you hear their stories. Destiny Stories is available for a gift of any amount. Request DVD T3006D. Andrew's teachings played a central role in each of these Destiny Stories. Today, we're offering Andrew's four-part teaching titled, How to Fulfill Your Destiny. This teaching will help you discover your God-given destiny and teach you to walk in it. It's available on either CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Request CD album T1051C or DVD album T1051D when you contact us. Your gifts help Andrew bring the almost too good to be true news of the gospel into countless homes every day. The second teaching in the CD album titled, Becoming a Living Sacrifice is also available for a gift of any amount. We encourage everyone to give, but if you're simply unable to afford it, Andrew and his partners will provide this second teaching free of charge. Request teaching THT120C when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. You can use your credit card to order by telephone. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111. Helpline hours are from 4 a.m. until 9:30 p.m. Mountain Time. Again, that number is 719-635-1111. Or you can reach us through our website, where you can order ministry materials online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at awmi.net. If you prefer to write to us, our address is Andrew Womack Ministries, P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs, 80934. We appreciate your generosity. We hope to hear from you today.
I hope that you're seeing what turning your life over to God and just giving Him full reign can do in your life. That's what this DVD about Mike and Carrie Pickett illustrates to me. And you know, a part of that, one of the first steps in them discovering their destiny was to come to the Charis Bible College. If you know that there's more, if you're stirred up and you're wanting to move in that direction and you just don't know how to get from where you are to there, you know, that is exactly what Bible college is for. It not only teaches you the Word of God, but you make connections, you go on trips, God stirs you up, and I guarantee you, you come in one way and you leave another. I'd encourage you to please call the number that you see on your screen or go to our website and check out our Charis Bible Colleges.
We'd like to point out Andrew's upcoming speaking schedule. He'll be in Raleigh, North Carolina for a Gospel Truth Seminar June 11th through the 13th, in Colorado Springs for the annual Summer Family Bible Conference June 29th through July 3rd, and in South Africa for a Gospel Truth Seminar July 21st through the 23rd. He'll also be in Durant, Oklahoma, July 30th and 31st, and in Boston, Massachusetts for a Gospel Truth Seminar August 6th through the 8th. For more details on Andrew's next meeting in your area, call our helpline or visit our website at awmi.net. Anna has a heart to reach the lost, but she needs help getting started. Sean feels a call to the ministry, but he also feels unprepared. Ben and Maggie have been Christians for a long time, but in their golden years, they want a deeper relationship with the Lord. Are you like Anna or Sean or Ben and Maggie? If so, take the next step. Call, write, or go to our website and ask for the Charis Bible College brochure and DVD. Andrew Womack founded Charis Bible College to help you discover your destiny. There is joy and fulfillment awaiting you, the kind that only comes from knowing you are doing what God created you to do. Take that first step today. Call, write, or go to the website and ask about CBC.